Fates, Leads, and Landmarks: How Open Worlds Let You Wonder. Open world games tend to make us want to wander. All we need is a destination. That said, part of what makes a journey worth journeying are the little finds we encounter along the way. They might lead you to important collectibles or a new area. By far, I think the largest deciding factor in what leads players towards a certain direction are the things they see in the landscape. I believe the density and spacing of these elements are also very important attributes we as level designers should keep in mind, for they also determine the pacing of the game, in a way. But this can differ per game. After all, worlds have different densities, time per game session, mobility mechanics, gameplay, or even camera perspectives. Let's have a closer look at three categories of visual elements that contribute to that urge to want to explore more: baits, leads, and landmarks. Defining baits, leads, and landmarks. Baits are things relatively close to a player that easily grab their attention. These are collectible plants between trees, tokens or vista points up for grabs, etc. Baits are small enough to be used as breadcrumbs and can lead the eye to some other subject in the environment. They differ from leads in the sense that they are single instances rather than a consistent path leading you to an objective relatively close by. Baits are easy to grab too. Simply walk over them or use a single button to grab. Big parkour trails, boss fights, or puzzles aren't usually blocking it. Now, leads are consistent and often uninterrupted visual elements in the landscape that simply imply a long route rather than a destination. Main roads, rivers, or scent traces can be considered leads. Though a destination can be revealed or teased, level designers can use this tool to instill excitement and curiosity in a player. Either that, or lead the player back on the desired path. A fair warning for level designers and even environment artists to consider is that some leads, like beach lines, rivers, and the like, can be interpreted as natural occurrences, and therefore might not be associated with leads by the player. One can prevent this by having players connect these dots early in the game when they still explore the visual rules of the game's navigation. Landmarks are unique and easily recognizable visual elements in the landscape. This can be a building, landform, or town in the distance. Not only are they easy to spot from large distances, they often provide a vantage point of equal reach. Players can use these landmarks to get a sense of their location in the world, or find new points of interest. Usually, these are considered a destination, giving players a heading to journey towards. And once arrived, a unique perspective of the landscape is experienced that finalizing that feeling of traveling. Now for some examples, starting with Genshin Impact. First, we need to note something about its release style for the content. An important thing to note about Genshin Impact is that, at the time of writing and recording this, the game has not yet been completed, and new content keeps getting released. However, never is the content released all at once. For example, when a new country is released, only the main provinces are available, saving the smaller ones for later. When an event makes way for a set of minigames, the initial stages of each are available on the first day, while the rest are released over time. This means players consume new content in modules with intervals. Then, frequency of play on the user's side. I believe the intended playstyle and rhythm intended is one where players play the game about 4-6 days of the week for at least 2 hours a day. Aside from engaging with the new content, their main route is to do dailies, weeklies, and grind level up materials. Thus, the density and accessibility of content is very high on the map. Now for a list of its level design characteristics. I think the level design is optimized for short, immersive, and visually appealing and engaging game sessions. 1. They always have a landmark in sight so that players can immediately set a travel goal. They emphasize this by making it visually appealing or relevant to the local lore. 2. While walking, or when there is a lack of a landmark, always make sure there is something to collect or fight. This means level design must facilitate there to be lines of sight or signs, like baits, to guide the player. 3. maintain as little empty filler space as possible. If certain nooks and crannies cannot be filled with large-scale points of interest, use rare collectibles or secret dungeons instead. And 4, most important of all, since I assume players don't take or have much time to play per session, the density of activities and the means to incentivize players are relatively high.